Wendy, several people have announced, we're trying to find Dean Richards because we do a segment with him every Thursday where Dean reviews whichever movies are coming out this weekend. And a couple of people have mentioned that they saw him, one said on Michigan Avenue, one said at a political fundraiser, and he was just in the background dancing. But I think they're messing with us. I don't think that's true at all. I need to make a slight amendment. We were talking about this Tyler Perry movie that's coming out where it's the last appearance of Madea on film, which shows that if you pray for something hard enough, it'll eventually come true. Anyway, I was saying that you don't, just because it's a man dressed like a woman, that's not enough to me. I need more behind it.
More substance.
Yeah, and we were going through examples like Geraldine from Flip Wilson, like the guys from Monty
Python.
Dean is here right now. So, Dean, we were talking about the fact that I've never been, and Wendy to some extent the same way, just the fact that it's a guy dressed up like a woman, that's not enough to make it funny. You know what I mean,
I don't
right?
criticize the way you two dress.
Thank you for that.
Feel free.
Thank you for that. But I wanted to bring
up... It's easy to find high heels in my size.
But I wanted to bring up, because I brought up Monty Python and Kids in the Hall and Tootsie. But I saw Fred Armisen pretend that he was the Queen of England somewhere. I don't think it was Saturday Night Live. I don't remember where he did this.
It's nothing new to have.
It's been going on forever.
Guys playing women and vice versa, I guess. But, you know, Milton Berle practically made a career out of it.
Yeah.
But I was saying with Milton Berle, remember all he would do is walk out on stage in a dress and people would laugh uproariously.
Right.
That was it.
And that's what some people do for Tyler Perry and his Madea character that... really kind of got its start here in Chicago at the old Regal Theater on 79th Street. That's where the live stage show really took off. And I talked with Tyler Perry about it last week. And he says that, you know, part of the appeal of the Madea character is that, it's such a relatable figure that, you know, a lot of people have that person with no filter in their life that says and does anything.
Mm-hmm.
And for African-American people, often it's the grandmother character.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people have, you know, really related to it. These films, these Madea films, have been, it's created the Tyler Perry empire.
Right.
I mean, this is truly the media mogul hill on which, you know, that's built on a gray wig and a muumuu.
I know.
Which is what I hope he puts on his tombstone, by the way, when he dies.
Is this one funny? And wait, let me ask you a pre-question. Have the other ones been funny?
The other ones are not my... not my favorite kind of comedy.
Yeah.
For my personal taste. But I appreciate how some people really find them hilariously funny.
Very diplomatic way of saying it.
There are, well, I don't think it's unfunny. I mean, it's just not for me. For a lot of people, I don't think it's awful.
Yeah.
I'm giving Medea's family funeral a Dean's List C, which is neither good or bad, cuz I'm continuing to be diplomatic about it.
Right.
I would give it a bad review if I thought it was a bad comedy, but I know some people, the audience that I sat with watching this, were laughing hysterically. They were falling out of their seats laughing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the best thing I can tell you is that if you like Madea, if you've liked the other movies, you're going to love this one, too. If it's just not your cup of tea, then it's, you know, that's okay.
Sure.
Not the end of the world. We can all like different things.
I just saw him hinting. This was just last night. I watched him, and he said he will no longer play the character, but he could foresee an idea by which they would do a prequel with a younger actor playing Madea, or even an actress playing. That's a possibility, right?
Well, that's ridiculous. Having a woman playing a woman.
No, you don't. who would sit for that?
Such a crazy ridiculous thought.
Right.
it's a cash cow. So
yeah,
why
keep
would you
it going?
Why would you kill it? When I asked him, you know, I said, you know, is this final, or is this like, you know, Cher's final tour that we've had like five of?
Yeah, we were talking about
that have happened so far. And he says for him, it's final. He's not going to, he doesn't want to be Madea's age still playing Madea.
That's funnier than the movies are.
Well, he did say that the only way he would ever bring this character back is if he was able to book a couple of weeks at the Regal Theater, which, you know, is they're rebuilding it and rehabbing it. And Kanye West has put $1 million into rebuilding this theater. That if they brought Madea back to the Regal where it all started, that he would come back and do it then.
Interesting.
So if that happens, three seats for all of us.
Dean, a texter from 224 says, how about Louis Anderson playing the mom on Baskets?
Yeah.
That takes it to a level that I've never seen before.
I don't even think it's him anymore. I think it's Christine Baskets.
So good.
Yeah, and he says that all he's doing is acting like his mom.
Channeling his own mother.
Channeling his mother with
that. How about that? All right, so a C for Madea.
I tried it one time, and it took such a long time for the hair removal.
Oh, sure, of course.
I don't have that kind of time.
Who's got the time?
Who's got a week for naring?
For naring.
A C to Madea.
Is that what that stuff is that burns the hair off?
Yeah, nair. Nair for
waxing's
hair.
Waxing's better.
Yeah. Yep.
I tried that. I tried Black & Decker. Neither one worked very well.
What about Greta? Tell us about Greta.
Greta is actually a pretty good movie. It's a thriller. It's a little bit how do I describe? Well, it's the story of this very young, happy to please everybody young girl who comes to New York City. She hooks up with an older woman who seems very nice in the beginning, but the older woman becomes very possessive and very demanding and just, you know, wants every minute of her time and finds every other thing that this young girl does a threat to their friendship. It becomes a rather, you know, psychotic-like relationship. It's played beautifully with Chloe Moretz in it.
Oh, she's good.
Yeah, she's a great actress, and also the French actress, I believe her name is Juliette Huppert.
Mm-hmm.
Also a very really great actress. The performances are so good in this, and it's well made. It's, you know, if you're in the mood for just like a really nail-biting kind of creepy thriller, I gave this one a Dean's List B. Greta, or as the autocorrect on my computer likes to keep calling this, great.
Great, yeah. And I do want to point out, it's made by a man named Neil Jordan, who's made great movies for the last 20 years, movies like Interview with a Vampire, Crying Game, Michael Collins. He doesn't get enough directorial jobs, in my opinion, so whenever he does put out a movie, I go out of my way to see it.
And I think it's very characteristic of his kind of movie, a job really well done with that. The other big movie news for this weekend is that they've announced that for 1 week only, they are releasing into theaters what they're calling the encore version of A Star is Born with Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga. It will include 12 more minutes of footage that wasn't in the original release, a couple of new songs, a couple of new scenes, a couple of new things for fans of the movie, because there's hardly been any talk all this week of Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. So nice to see them finally getting a tiny bit of publicity with the
poor things
extended version.
Poor dears.
Did you see her on Jimmy Kimmel?
I did see it.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? For people who didn't see it, they asked Jimmy Kimmel asked the question everybody wants to know: are you guys in love? Are you doing it? What's going on there? And her answer was great, Dean. What'd she say?
She said, you know, we wanted you to feel like we were in love. It's a love song. Shallow is a love song. The movie is a love story, and we wanted people to feel like these two people were in love, and that they had rehearsed that song that they did on the Oscars. They rehearsed for a week. Bradley Cooper was meticulous in setting up exactly how they would do it, from the music starting with them still in their seats, walking up on the stage, the piano being pushed out onto the stage, where they stood, where they looked, Bradley Cooper getting up and, you know, walking over to the piano bench and sitting and gazing into each other's eyes. That's what this song is supposed to be. We wanted to make you feel like we were in love.
Mission accomplished.
So, you know, it makes sense. And then my favorite part of the whole interview, that, you know, Gaga said, for 3 years I've had my arms wrapped around Tony Bennett, and that doesn't mean that we're in love. And Jimmy Kimmel goes, are you having an affair with
Tony Bennett?
Tony Bennett.
Beautiful.
That's very funny.
So funny. Dean, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Have a great weekend.
Oh, you too, guys. Thanks.
That's Dean Richards coming up, the Stories That Matter, with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.